Good morning. I welcome you all to worship service with God's love and Christ's grace. My name is Jinu Chan. I'm the pastor of this wonderful community of faith, St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. If you have someone with you, if you're alone, you bless yourself. If you have someone with you, please tell them, God loves you, so do I, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen? Amen. Let us worship God together.
Let us pray. Dear Lord, we give thanks for this summer day. We give thanks for the creative ways you have helped us find to continue to be your church and keep our connections until the time when it's safe to be together again. Help us always, no matter the circumstances, to be awake to the nudges of the Holy Spirit that lead us in following Jesus and being your church. Help us to be brave, like the Samaritan, strengthening us to step outside our comfort zone when needed in response to those nudges. Guide us each in doing our small part in making this world a more healing and less hurtful world, in being loving, kind, and inclusive in our actions. In the words of John Lewis, anchor the eternity of love in your own soul and embed this planet with goodness. We pray in Jesus' name.
Let us break the bread together, let us drink the cup together, and let us praise God together.
Break bread together on our knees. Let us break bread together.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of our Message for All Ages. We are coloring a little bit this morning, and what story do we have here?
The Feeding of the 5,000.
We call it the Feeding of the 5,000. How many people were actually there?
12,000.
10, 11, 12, maybe 14,000 people. Like, lots of people were there. So, pretty amazing story. Let me ask you a question. What a favorite kind of food you like to eat? Jill, what's the favorite kind of food you like? Any favorite?
Tacos.
Cool. What else?
Pasta.
What about you? Oh, hey, look, I have some of those. It's almost like we cue this or something. So what I have here, cashews. Would you like some? Isn't it cool that I can basically, you ask for cashews and what can I do? And you ask, hey, can I have some milk? What do we do? Yeah, we can give you some milk. When you have breakfast in the morning, you generally get the kind of food you like to eat? Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty cool, huh? And when we can go to the store, we can get pretty much any kind of food we want. Isn't that amazing? We just go to the store and it's there. Now, what if it wasn't like that? What if we weren't able to get the food that we wanted?
It would be more like the Bible times.
In those days, you would have to grow your own food or hunt or fish for your food. And actually, some people still live that way in places, although that is much rarer. But there are other places where people don't have a lot of food at all. You know, there's a lot of people who go to bed hungry at night. There's little kids that go to bed hungry at night. So we have a lot. Another word for a lot is called abundance. It's a big word. Jesus was having a really hard time because he had a friend who had just died. And so he was going off to be by himself for a little while. And the crowds were hungry. The crowds were hopeless. And they knew that Jesus brought hope. And so they started following after Jesus. He started preaching to them. He started talking to them. He started healing them. He started showing love to them. And he didn't even know he was really tired and having a really hard time. And then the people said they're hungry, and the disciples said, "Teacher, we need to feed them some food. What are we going to do?" And what did Jesus say? He said, "You give them something to eat." And they're like, "What? We don't have any food." And then there was someone nearby who said, they had, what did they have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 loaves and
2 fish.
And Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fish and prayed over them and then began to hand it out. And everybody began to take some. And as they were handing it out, there were just more and more and more and more started to appear. Don't really know how this happened, but
it started to multiply.
So as the things begin to multiply, you're asking for some more? So people were able to ask for more food. So people who were poor had a hard time getting food. Were able to get food, as much food as they wanted, and they kept giving food and giving food and giving food. Are you full yet? Here's more food. Here's more food. You want an avocado? You can have an avocado.
Yeah.
You don't want an avocado? You like avocado?
We
can keep giving you more. Here.
Okay.
Whenever you want. Bag of popcorn.
No.
Jar of peanut butter.
No, I got it. I had enough this morning.
You had enough food? Is that enough? Well, maybe. What happens when we have so much food? What can we do with it? When we have an abundance of food, what can we do? We can save it for later. Another thing that we do when we have a lot of something.
Here's my
view. Hey, there you go. You got the idea. When we have an abundance, we can share that abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Just like God, Jesus, shared out of God's abundance. You know, God is full of abundance. God is always got love and always wants to share out of God's abundance. And we have a lot of gifts. So we are called to share out of our abundance as followers of Jesus, as followers of God. To share that same, just as God shares out of God's abundance, we share out of our abundance. So when Jesus said to the disciples, "You give them something to eat," they didn't have much to give. They may have felt like their gifts were not that much, but it was their abundance. And then God multiplied that and made it into a blessing for so many thousands of people. And we can do the same thing today with those who are hungry, with those who are hopeless, with those who are oppressed. We can help be the hands and feet of God and share in God's abundance. So let's pray together. Can we pray real quick? We say, Dear God. Thank you for giving out of your abundance.
Thank you for giving your abundance.
Help us to be full of compassion. Generosity, so that we may share out of our abundance. Amen. Amen. Thank you. It is right.
Good morning.
Thank you.
A reading from Mark, chapter 8, verses 1 through 8. During those days, another large crowd gathered. Since they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them home hungry, they will collapse on the way, because some of them have come a long distance." His disciples answered, "But where in this remote place can anyone get enough bread to feed them?" "How many loaves do you have?" Jesus asked. 7, they replied. He told the crowd to sit down on the ground. When he had taken the 7 loaves and given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people, and they did so. They had a few small fish as well. He gave thanks for them also and told the disciples to distribute them. The people ate and were satisfied. Afterward, the disciples picked up 7 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over.
Today we are going to have the Holy Communion. It's been a while since we had it last time, right? You know, I've observed that many of the congregations unusually crave for the Holy Communion during this pandemic. You know, everyone has different, opinions on how often we have to have a Holy Communion, such and such. So even when pastor tries to have a weekly Holy Communion, probably it's not something, totally new. You hear that, we always have had the Holy Communion just once a month. So not every week. Things like that. But now, it seems like everybody is craving for the Holy Communion. Why is that? Because it's just a routine that we haven't done for a while, so we want to just have it. So I believe as we are craving for the Holy Communion, it is important to understand what it is about. So we are going to talk about it today. So when you partake the Holy Communion, what do you think about? I hope that you are not thinking about your shopping list, at the supermarket. At the very first the Holy Communion, Jesus says, "Do this in remembrance of me." Then what did he mean by that? What does Jesus want us to remember at his table? Unfortunately, when he said it, he didn't give us all the nuts and bolts. However, we can get some ideas through the Bible stories. So based on the Bible and the tradition, the UEMC, United Methodist Church, has our understandings on the Holy Communion, our theological understandings on Holy Communion. It is an invitation to God's grace. It is an action of thanksgiving. And it is a communion of the church, fellowship and unity. And it is commemoration. And today we are going to learn what the Bible has to say about some of our United Methodist Church's understanding on the Holy Communion through the story of feeding the 4,000. What does Jesus want us to remember at his table? First, compassion. Jesus Christ has a compassion for you. Jesus says, "I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. if I send them home hungry, they will collapse on the way because some of them have come a long distance. Here we notice that Jesus concerns both people's spiritual needs and their physical ones. After Jesus fed them, you know, their spirits with his words, he cares about their bodies as well. Through this story, we learn that Jesus has great compassion for us. The word compassion is raham in Hebrew, and it literally means womb. You know, I never pronounce W right. So W-O-M-B, womb. So from now on, when I say womb, that means W-O-M-B. Is that correct? Is it clear? Okay, good. So anyways, the raham in Hebrew, it means womb, mother's womb. So when we say the God of compassion, we mean the womb-like God. When you come to the Lord's table, please remember that our God, our womb-like God, has great compassion for us, like a mother has that compassion for her baby in her womb. And the Bible says God's compassion never fails. Even earthly mother may fail, but God never fails. Our heavenly mama never fails to live out her compassion for her baby. That's what Jesus wants to remember. God has a great compassion and unfailing love for us. And we'll revisit and talk about the meaning of raham, you know, the compassion in the deep level in the future. Second, thanksgiving for God's grace. Jesus began his food ministry with small things, but with thanksgiving. That's what Jesus wants us to remember. The Bible says Jesus told the crowds to sit down on the ground when he had taken the 7 loaves and given thanks. He broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people, and they did so. They had a few small fish as well. He gave thanks for them also and told the disciples to distribute them. Do you think you have too little? You have too little to give thanks to God? How many of you brought anything when you were born? It's not a rhetorical question. You say it out. Nothing. None. We are born with empty hands. I know many of us have really worked hard and you thought that you earned them. But anything and everything you have is God's gift. And we Christians call it grace, free gift. All we have is from God, by God's grace. And Jesus wants us to remember it. He wants us to give thanks to God at his table. Jesus began his food ministry with 7 loaves and few small fish. But he gave God thanks for them. There were only 7 loaves of bread. The 7 loaves of bread must have been almost nothing and worthless for 4,000 people. But Jesus gave thanks for them before he divided them and gave them to the people. That's what Jesus wants us to remember and do at his table. Let us partake of the bread and cup with thanksgiving. And third, sharing. Jesus wants us to remember the hungry and the lonely and share God's blessings with them. Do you think you have too little to share with the hungry? Do you think that you have too little time to share your presence with the lonely? Give thanks to the Lord for what God has given to you and share them with the needy. God has given you your daily food. God has given you time. And God wants you to share them with the needy. Fasting Sunday mornings has been one of my spiritual practices since I became a pastor. This practice has helped me to remember the hungry whom Jesus cares for. If your health allows you, I would like to invite you to the same. Fast a Sunday morning and remember those who are hungry. Why I'd like to invite you to fast on Sunday morning? Because Jesus wants us to remember His table, those for whom Jesus has a great compassion. Let us remember them and share God's blessings with the needy. Sharing. And there is a great opportunity right here in front of us. Do you see this? This basket? Not yet? Susan, would you show our siblings? Now do you see it? The basket? Yeah? The first Sunday is our food ministry Sunday. So we collect these foods and we share them with our neighbors. So if you don't know where to begin, even though the Holy Spirit inspires you, yes, now I heard God's message and I want to live the life of sharing, but you don't know where to begin, here we go. Right here, you join us and share the daily foods which God is giving you by God's grace with the people who need it. So what does Jesus want us to remember at the Lord's table? First, compassion. Jesus Christ has a great compassion for you. And thanksgiving. Thanksgiving for God's grace. Jesus began His food ministry with the small things, but with thanksgiving. And third, sharing. Jesus wants us to remember the hungry and the lonely and share God's blessings with them. And fellowship, unity. Finally, we receive the bread and cup. We also want to remember, when we receive the cup and bread, we also want to remember that God has called us to be one family in God. By eating together at the Lord's table, we celebrate the grace of God who made us one family in God. Family is a shiku in Korean. Family is a shiku in Korean. And interestingly, the word shiku literally means those who eat together. Isn't it interesting? Those who eat together is family. The siblings with whom you eat together at the Lord's table is your family. It is a place where we build a relationship together. We affirm that it is God who has called us to be one family. So by eating together at the Lord's table, we become a members of one family. By sharing bread and cup with one another, we become the one family of God. That's why it is Holy Communion. Communion. Christ Lord, Christ our Savior invites those who are hungry. Hungry for food, hungry for fellowship, hungry for companionship, and hungry for a new life in Jesus Christ. Are you hungry? Then come. Are you hungry? Our Jesus Christ invites you to His table, right here, right now. As we participate in the Holy Communion, we want to remember compassion, thanksgiving, and we want to remember sharing, and we want to remember fellowship, unity. We are one family in God. My siblings in Christ, we cannot take it for granted. As we gather around this table, even though it's online, it's a virtual place, as we gather together around this Lord's table, let us remember what Jesus wants to remember. The Lord be with you. I'm going to share with you a short story. So, but before I share it with you, you know, please forgive me because I'm going to talk about my experience at a bathroom. So he's talking about bathroom around the table. I know that's kind of, you know, rude, but please forgive me. You know, I was traveling and I stopped by this gas station because the nature was calling me. But when you go to some of the gas stations, the door, you see the sign, you know, when somebody is in there, it's red. And it's, you know, vacant, it's green. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah? But challenge was, it was half and half. It was half green and half red. So I wasn't sure if somebody was in there or not. So I was waiting there and waiting and knocked and no response. But I still didn't want to do anything, you know, inappropriate. So I waited. Then the nature started screaming. So I had no choice. So guess what? I just tried to open the door and yes, it was open. Man, why you waited another 5 minutes, man? You could just try to open it. Do you feel that you are not good enough for the Holy Communion? So you hesitate? Do you struggle with your self-esteem today, this morning? And you question about your worthiness? It looks like it's all red. Or it looks like a half and half, half green and half red. Then guess what? Give it a shot. Just come. But good news is, it is guaranteed. You have place around this table. Jesus Christ has a place for you. And He tells you, come, sit down. It doesn't matter who you think you are. It doesn't matter how other people say you are. You are my precious one. Sit down and let us eat together. Let us share our relationship together. Let us celebrate together. Amen. Amen. On the night in which Jesus gave Himself up for us, He took bread, gave thanks to God, and broke the bread, and gave it to His disciples and said, take it. This is my body given for you. When the supper was over, He took the cup. Again, gave thanks to God and gave it to His disciples and said, drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant given for you, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let us pray. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and cup. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by His blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at His heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Now at your home, you can share the cup and bread with your families or friends. If you're alone, you share it as you affirm that you love yourself. And those who are here, my siblings, you know, you come down here. So we take this pre-cup bread and the individual cups, the Holy Communion together. If you feel uncomfortable doing it, then it's okay not to participate in this morning. considering the circumstance. Now the table is ready. Body of Christ given for you. Blood of Christ given for you. Body of Christ and blood of Christ given for you. Amen. Body of Christ and blood of Christ given for you. Body of Christ and blood of Christ given for you. Now it's time for grace, the response to God's grace. You know, it's offering time. But I would like to, you know, ask you to call it response to God's grace. It is time to respond to God's grace that we receive through God's word and through the sacramental Holy Communion. Offering time is not a time that you make a donation to the church. It is time to count all the blessings God has already given to us. You know, if you are not ready to give yet, then please don't do. Because that wouldn't, you know, please God. You know, you'd rather hold that money in your pocket yet. But please start praying with me. Ask the Holy Spirit touch your heart so that you may become able to count God's blessings and that you willingly and joyfully and cheerfully give God's gift back to God. So please join me in response to God's grace. God wants our love. God wants our love more than God wants our offerings. God cares about our hearts, not the amounts of our offerings. And all say, as we count all the blessings God has already given to us, we cheerfully give our offerings to God, the provider, with grateful hearts. Amen. Amen. So as you see the address on the screen, you know, you may mail your offering to this address, St. Matthew's United Methodist Church, 435 Central Street, Acton, Massachusetts. Or that you visit our website, and there are various ways you can do your offerings to God. Amen. Amen. Thank you. It's time for prayer. Oh no. Before we pray together, let us sing a song and praise the Lord together. One bread, one body. We are one family.
One bread, one body, one Lord of all, one cup of blessing which we bless,
Now it's time for prayer. Prayer is one of the greatest gifts God has given to us. So even when there is nothing we can do about the situation, we can pray together, and God is here with us and hear our prayers. The worst, we pray for safety for all of the people in the path of a hurricane. Continue to pray for our country at this extremely difficult time. This is my prayer. This is our prayer. Also pray for Dr. Son Kent, who had a bad accident. Bad accident with his bicycle last week and has many injuries, but God has spared him his life. This is my prayer. This is our prayer. Susan Lasante, Lord, I ask you to be with Sandro, a new dad who was just diagnosed with cancer. Please fill him with his family, with the him and his family with your peace. This is my prayer. This is our prayer. Michelle Holland, good morning, everyone. Please pray for my sister, Rennie, who took a bad fall on her rollerblades this last week. She has two cracked front teeth. This is my prayer. This is our prayer. And Michelle Holland, prayers for all of these. Athletic people to keep on more safely. This is my prayer. This is our prayer. Marie, prayers for veterans, including my brother, Murr, on Malo 2 of Iowa, veterans home where a resident tested positive for COVID this week. This is my prayer. This is our prayer. Peg, I ask prayers for my son Nick and his girlfriend Mac, that they have a safe travel across. This is my prayer. This is our prayer. And I would like to pray for George and his family in Kenya. So they are having a hard time now. So please let us pray for them. This is my prayer. This is our prayer. Let us take a moment of silence and pray for all this prayer request. We pray for the safety for all the people in the path of a hurricane. And we pray for our country and our leaders, and they may pay attention to God's will first as they lead us during this very extremely difficult time. We pray for Dr. Son Kent, for his recovery from injuries. Pray for Sandro with the cancer. Pray for him and his family. Pray for Rennie for her bad fall. And we pray for athletic people to keep on more safely. We pray for all the veterans, especially Marie's brother, Mar, Amy R. Ellie. And we pray for Nick and his girlfriend, Mac, for their safe travelings. Let us pray. Gracious God, fill our heart with compassion. So that we may think of all these people and hold them up in our prayers. As you fill our hearts with compassion, we'll decide to share our time. So that we may share our presence through this prayer. Lord, we give you thanks as you hold all of us up with your mighty hands, with your loving hands, your healing hands, your comforting hands. Lord, thank you for being our God. Thank you for being who you are. We pray every single word with all our heart in the precious name, the powerful name, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer all together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us exchange the sign of peace together. The peace of Christ be with you. I have several announcements to share with you. First of all, thank you very much, all the worship leaders. You know, beautiful music, you know, very beautiful, you know, inspiring prayer. You know, thank you very much, all you leaders. And thank you very much for worshiping with us this morning. You know, if it's your first time to worship with us this morning and you would like to know more about, you know, our church community and our ministries, please send me an email. You know, my email address is joyofnewengland, joyofnewengland@gmail.com. So I'd like to be connected to you. So if it's your first time and you'd like to learn more about, you know, our community, and also, if you want my pastor visit as well, please give me an email. You know, send me an email. And also, pastor care. You know, please use my email and my cell number. You know, so you know, I can make myself available. You know, I'm willing to. So I'd like to over the phone or in person, keeping the distance, wearing mask. You know, we can pray together, and then I would like to, you know, visit with you. And we've been doing this. You know, getting know better, Pastor Gino time together. So it's been great time. You know, I've been really enjoying, and then I received a lot of good feedback. You know, they've been enjoying this. They've enjoyed this opportunities together. And we still have about like 9-10 slots left. You know, so visit our website, and you can find the sign-up space there. So please sign up so that I can come where you are, and that we can have time together. And our first Sunday is a food Sunday, as I briefly mentioned, you know, during the good news. You know, please remember our food pantry ministry here. So please be part of that ministry. And we are not, you know, worshiping in person at this point, you know, and the church council, you know, decided to have only worship leaders in the sanctuary Sunday morning. So I understand you are really, you know, you desire to be here in person, but please keep our respect our decision. It's all about the safety, so safety for all. But at the same time, please know that, you know, we have a re-entry task force, you know, a lot of experts and professionals on this area. So we gather together and we work together, you know, so we are preparing for the day. We don't have a definite day yet, but we are working hard, you know, to prepare ourselves to you know, open our church building for our ministries, you know, for our worship service. So please continue to keep the re-entry task force in your prayers and also pay attention to that. You know, but meantime, please again, you know, only worship leaders, you know, are allowed to be in the sanctuary Sunday morning for safety. That's the decision of the church. Thank you for your understanding. And, after service, we have a fellowship hour, you know, a virtual coffee hour, and the password is a coffee hour. That's that simple. Coffee hour, password is a coffee hour. And the only reason we don't put in a word on the website or anywhere else, for safety too. So, but remember, coffee hour is the password, so you are more than welcome, especially if it's your first time. You know, please join us. You know, we have fun, you know, during the coffee hour. Anything else? Am I missing anything? You what? Oh, okay. Okay. The password is there is no space. It's one word. The coffee hour is one word. Thank you for clarification. Okay, good. All right. Now we are ready to go back into the world and to serve God and God's people. Let us send of each other with the blessings. My siblings in this room, please join me in singing together.